The scripture for today's message is Daniel chapter 3 verses 13 through 18. Daniel chapter 3 verses 13 through 18. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and anger, gave orders to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then these men were brought before the king. Nebuchadnezzar responded and said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up? Now, if you are ready, at the moment you hear the sound of the horn, flute, lyre, trigon, psaltery, and bagpipe, and all kinds of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made, very well. But if you do not worship, you will immediately be cast into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. And what God is there who can deliver you out of my hands?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the furnace of blazing fire, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up."
If our heart doesn't change, if it's the same, we'll always give glory to God. We'll keep on giving glory to God and thanks to Him. And they will glorify God in their lives increasingly more. In this session, I will deliver the message, which is one of the messages preached in one of the two-week special revival meetings, with the title, "Even If He Does Not." I hope you will understand the unchanging heart will give glory to God. And we will also cultivate such a heart through this message. Matthew 24, verse 3 says, "As he was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?' So Jesus answered, 'Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end, he will be saved.'" Dear brothers and sisters, at the end of time, even though there is a persecution, some people kept their faith. We had people of faith who followed the way of the Lord. In Korea, among those who were martyred, most of them were the many Christians. They were killed, martyred, at the time of the reign, Japanese rule. Some of the Christians, believers, they still kept their faith, but some others, they compromised. They said it is just a national formality for the country. It's not really idol worshiping, because the Japanese, they forced the believers to worship their shrines, Shinto shrines, or war shrines. Even in this situation, Pastor Gichol Ju kept his faith. He was walking, he had to walk on the nails, the sharp nails, which were nailed on a board. And he could never forsake the love of God, the love of the Lord. And to keep his faith, he was persuaded, he was persecuted, but he said the ministers have their loyalty to the country, women have their loyalty to their husbands, and believers have their loyalty to the Lord. And he decided to die for the Lord. Even though his family members were tortured in front of him, he still kept his faith. And 1 year before the independence, he was martyred. Now we have faith and we have abundance. But it's difficult to find such faith nowadays. They take the world and rapidly they are falling into sins. They are impatient and they seek their own benefits. And for their own benefit, and they even betray the righteous who protected them, who helped them. So as we are living in this end time, we are going the way of holiness, and how thankful we must be. We met the shepherd who lets us feel the love of the cross, love of the Lord deep in our heart. And for the souls, he gives everything he has. And we've been seeing this faith of the shepherd since the beginning of this church until now. For the last 34 years, he overcame any hardship only with faith. He turned the trials into blessings by keeping the faith. And even at this moment, he's fulfilling the measure of justice for us. And he just thinks of the souls, that they will be able to go to New Jerusalem by his filling the measure of justice on our behalf. Sometimes there are people who can't really be understood with common sense. But he wants to save even those people. He never gives up on even such people. And I'll talk about the three friends and Daniel and his three friends thinking about this unchanging love. Dear brothers and sisters, what are we supposed to do to please God? First, we have to cast away conditional mind. Nowadays, we can see very often these conditions. If others love me, I will love them back. If they do something for me, I will do something in return. They don't like to sacrifice themselves first. Their actions depend on what others do for them first. But sometimes they give conditions even for the things they are supposed to do. For example, some children who go to school, they say if some parents may make promises. If you get the 90%, I will buy you this. Have you not made any such promises? I have. And also the children might ask, if I get 90%, 95%, buy me this, buy me that. This is one of the many examples of giving conditions. Of course, students are supposed to study, and that's what they're supposed to do. But they think it is something natural to have these conditions. And if they don't get anything for it, they feel like they are suffering a loss. Children are supposed to serve their parents, respect their parents, but they respect their parents only when it is beneficial for them. So it is to disown even the natural duty of men. This might look simple, but this is a very important point in our lives, because these things cannot please God. And nowadays, what happens? Sometimes even these conditional things are not kept. In life-threatening situations, they just want to save their own lives rather than fulfilling their duties. They don't care about the lives of other people. We've seen this in the ferry Sewol, the ship. There are hundreds of students were trapped in the sinking ship, and the captain and the crew, they escaped first. And because of those actions, so many hundreds of young people, teens, they died. But what if they follow the way of God without any conditions? Like this Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were taken as captives to the Babylon. And even though they were captives, they strictly kept the law of God. Because they revered God, they lived by the word of God. In order not to eat any of the sacrifices given to idols, they decided not to do that. So they didn't drink wine or savory fruit of the king. They only had vegetables. So we can see with what kind of heart they loved God just by considering their attitude about food. And God loved them, and God gave them wisdom and understanding. And they were loved by the king too. So they went up to the positions to rule over some provinces in Babylon, which was not easy at all, because they were captives. And they even went up to the ruling positions. So it shows how much they were loved by God. And one day they faced a test. Nebuchadnezzar made a golden image and set it up. And he called all the ministers, all the rulers, all the officials to participate in the inauguration of this golden image. And he made them bow down before this image. And he said that if anybody didn't, they would be thrown into the fiery furnace. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three friends of Daniel, knowing they would be thrown into the fiery furnace, they didn't want to compromise at all. So I hope we will check whether we have conditional faith or unconditional faith. Haven't we just given thanks only when God protected our family, workplace, or when He answered our prayers? Let me talk about Job. Job shunned evil, and he feared God. And he was the greatest man among everyone in the East. He was perfect in his deeds, in his actions. So God blessed him with children, wealth, and in everything. He lost, even though he lost all his wealth and children, he didn't complain against God. And this is something really great. Who wouldn't complain in this kind of situation? Who wouldn't resent this situation? Overcome. But when Job suffered this way, he began to curse his own birthday, and he began to complain against God, that God broke his righteousness. It means his actions were only outward actions. In such severe trials, the evil deep in his nature was revealing. And through this, we can see the conditional mind of Job. But because his actions were perfect, God knew his heart, that he could change. So God allowed for the trials to take place so that his heart would come forth like a pure gold. So when he realized his shortcomings and evil and repented, God gave him twice blessings as he used to have. But Daniel and his three friends didn't have any conditional faith. You know, they could give even their lives unconditionally in any situation. Our senior pastor also was in a situation where he was bleeding to death in 1992. You know, he could have stopped the bleeding in the hospital. It was a simple procedure. But why wouldn't he go to the hospital and just choose the way of death? Let me read out what the senior pastor said in a revival meeting. in a revival meeting. I'm still thankful for that, that he didn't go to the hospital. Even though people suggested I wouldn't go. But of course, my family members, they know my faith, so nobody suggested I go to the hospital. But before death, and if I went to the hospital, I would definitely live. So the members could have said, we have to take the senior pastor to the hospital, but nobody said that. And I'm very thankful for that. Why? Because they know my faith. They know that I wouldn't rely on the world at all. They knew I wouldn't rely on any man, but only on God. So nobody suggested or advised I go to hospital. Because I believe and trust God 100%, the Almighty God, the God who revives even the dead, and who makes an army out of bones, and descendants of Abraham out of rocks. If God wants to take me, He will take me. And if He lets me live, I will live. That is why I just left everything into God's hands. If I died, it was the will of God. And if it wasn't the will of God, God would let me live. So I just committed my life into God's hands. I didn't want to live by the method of man. Even though I was going the way of death, I just chose the way with joy. I didn't have any resentment or complaints. I never thought like, oh, I'm dying. I just chose that way with joy and thanksgiving, and I just accepted it. And you are the witnesses. Brothers and sisters, like Daniel's three friends, even if God doesn't let me live, I will just walk the right way, the way of God. I will not bow down before an idol. I'll just live by the word of God. Even though I lose all my fame and money and authority and power and everything, health, I will never violate the will of God. I will just live by the word of God. This is what we should be able to say. Amen. I just read from the sermon of the senior pastor, he just went the way of faith. And God blessed him unimaginable with unimaginable blessings. This is the flow of Holy Spirit in this third stage of takeoff of Manmin. Like three friends of Daniel and like our shepherd, we shouldn't have this kind of conditional mind. Dear brothers and sisters, to please God by saying even if He does not. Secondly, our complete trust must never change. Daniel and his three friends of Daniel, what did they do by the advice of Nebuchadnezzar? Were they tempted or were they, did they listen to Nebuchadnezzar? We easily see, we know that they didn't bow down before the idol. And so they didn't bow. And they were accused, and they were brought in front of king, and they were about to be thrown into the fiery furnace. Daniel 3:15 says, now if you are ready, at the moment you hear the sound of the horn, flute, lyre, trigon, psaltery, and bagpipe, and all kinds of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made. Very well. But if you do not worship, you will immediately be cast into the midst of a furnace of blazing fire. The king loved them. So he was giving them another chance. Death was awaiting them. So the king suggested, I will let you live, so forsake your faith. So this is what we should be careful about. This kind of temptation can come in any form. But even though the king tried to persuade them, they said, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to give you an answer concerning this matter. Which means they would never bow down before an idol, even though they were burned to death in the furnace. And they added that God will be able to save them. And Of course, because God is almighty, if he wants to, of course he will be able to save them. And they believed in this God. And that is why they weren't tempted by the king, even though the king was giving them another chance to bow down before an idol. And they kept on saying, but even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we are not going to serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Even if he does not, this was not out of a lack of faith. They could say it because they had complete trust and love in God, because they had such deep love in God. Because even if God wouldn't let them live, God wouldn't deliver them from the furnace, they wouldn't change their attitude about God. They would just give their lives for God. So they said, they professed their unchanging attitude, and they didn't feel it was hard or anything about the test. But today, how are people like? They don't even do the duties that they are supposed to do before God, but they just give up when they don't get an answer to their prayers. If we have this unchanging faith like the three friends of Daniel, God will do anything because He's Almighty. The three friends of Daniel, in order not to forsake the duty, their duty toward God, they even gave their lives. And because they loved God, they kept all the Ten Commandments, like as in Exodus 20, verses 4 to 5. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God. So they kept this commandment of God. It's not that they chose to choose only some of the commandments. They, you know, if we really have faith, then we will have to keep all the commandments of God without the change of attitude. Because when we live without this kind of unchanging attitude, we can give glory to God. The God, glory of God will be revealed and the will of God will be fulfilled. And why would God work through these people? Why don't you put yourself in the shoes of the Father God? How lovely would these people be? You know, they don't even spare their lives with their love for God, and they keep their faith. And God would have wanted to do anything for them. So why wouldn't he want to save their lives? So the furnace was seven times hotter than the usual. The king was so angry. So the fire was so hot that those who held these three men, they were burned to death. But a man, like a son of God, was with them. And they were kept, as in Daniel 3:27. The satraps, the prefects, the fire had no effect on the bodies of these men, nor was the hair of their head singed. So Daniel 3:26, Nebuchadnezzar responded and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants who put their trust in him, violating the king's command and yielded up their bodies so as not to serve or worship any god except their own God. He rather worshipped God who obeyed, worshipped God, God of those who disobeyed his own command. And he praised this God. So everybody from the king to all the peoples in the empire worshipped God. So Daniel 3:30 says that the king caused Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to prosper in the province of Babylon. So God raised them up in God's own ways. When there is a test for no reason, and if we overcome, God gives us greater blessing. We'll go up to a higher place. This generation is filled with sins and evil. They are more corrupt than at the time of Sodom and Gomorrah or at the time of Noah's flood. It's very difficult to find any goodness or love. And God guided us to the way of true faith through our shepherd. Just like three friends of Daniel didn't bow down before idol, I would like us to keep our pure faith and loyalty toward God the Father. We shouldn't accept the customs and traditions of the world, but we have to change into spirit and whole spirit and change the world. Dear brothers and sisters, in order to please God with saying, even if He does not, what we have to do? Third, we have to cultivate perfect love with a thankful heart. One time, God allowed a great test to the senior pastor in 1983. One day before the Lunar New Year holidays, the three daughters, they were poisoned by gas, carbon monoxide gas. The sanctuary was on the second floor of the building, and the basement was the residence, the pastor's residence, and the gas couldn't go out, and the three daughters were poisoned with the carbon monoxide gas, and they lost consciousness for a long time. And there was another young man. He was completely, practically dead. In that situation, he went up to the altar podium and prayed, "Father God, thank you. I have three daughters, and I thank you that you took them to heaven and not allowed them to live in this difficult world. Thank you for taking them to heaven where there is no tears, sorrow, or pain. Father, God, receive all the glory." And he prayed with all his heart. But he said, "God, I'm thankful that you take my three daughters, but that young man is just a member. So please let him live. Please just let him live and take my daughters at the bosom of the Lord." And at that time, he could never imagine that he would be able to revive his daughters. That is why he prayed to God that he would take their souls. So after this prayer of thanksgiving, he came down. Did he go to the daughters first? No. He didn't go to his daughters first, but he went to the young man first. And then he prayed for him. "I command in the name of Jesus Christ, carbon monoxide gas, go away." And then he, only after that, he began to pray for the third daughter, Pastor Su Jin Lee, and then the second and the first daughter. And by the time he was praying for the first daughter, the third daughter stood up. By the time he was praying for the second daughter, the third daughter stood up. And by the time he was praying for the first daughter, the second daughter stood up and walk up, and eventually the first daughter, Pastor Mi Young Lee, also walk up. I have a family member, my older brother, who died of carbon monoxide gas poisoning. So I know the fear of it. But the young man, he was revived, and he is a member of the church still. And how thankful we are. And God gave the senior pastor to control over even non-living things like gas. He was very pleased by the prayer of thanksgiving. So that's why there are so many members who are saved from gas poisoning. It's not just the gas. What happened on the birthday of senior pastor this year? Seoul had very hot weather the hottest day in May in 84 years. It was reaching almost 33 degrees Celsius. And senior pastor said, 4 days before his birthday, on the 22nd Sunday, maybe there will be rain so that the air pollution would be washed away. And 25 degrees is a little hot. 23 is a little cold. So 24 degrees is most suitable. And 2 days before his birthday, there was rain. And on the birthday itself, it was 24 degrees Celsius, which was the optimal weather. And the heavenly breeze in the summer retreat last year, it was cool, coolness itself. Even though you turn on tens of thousands of air conditioners, you wouldn't be able to produce that kind of a cool breeze, fresh air. It's impossible. But by the power of God, this heavenly breeze kept on blowing. And summer retreat 3 years ago, the hard rain stopped by the prayer of the shepherd. Thousands of meters of thick clouds split open by his prayer, and we could see the stars. And in this summer retreat, we will have the explosion and great explosion through which our faith will grow up greatly. 1 John 4:18 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. And in any situation, the shepherd gave thanks and God gave us these blessings. And with the perfect love in God the Father, the shepherd began to bear the fruit of world evangelism from 2000, from the year 2000, beginning with the Uganda Crusade. And he continued to preach everywhere until he preached the gospel for 3 years in Israel. It began in July 2007, and for 777 days, for 3 years, he preached the gospel in Israel, all over Israel. And in 2009, he prayed to drive away swine flu, and it went away. And even the drought was solved. The level of Galilee was going down rapidly, and through his prayer, there was enough rain. And I was in Israel with the senior pastor. I was staying on the fourth floor of the same hotel. And there were some tall trees that I could see outside the window. And there was a thick layer of dust so that I couldn't even see what color the leaves were. And they draw water from Galilee and water these plants in Jerusalem. So there was thick layer of dust on the leaves. But by the prayer of the senior pastor in the crusade, the water shortage of the country was the situation was resolved in 2001 in the Philippines crusade. There were two typhoons approaching Philippines. And some press reporters, they were asking, would you be able to do an outside event? And he said, even the typhoons will die out or go away. And there wouldn't be any problem with the crusade. And so it happened. And the press said it was an unusual phenomenon. And also Ebola was driven away from DR Congo in Africa. The governor of province governor, Mr. Sebastian, asked for the prayer of the senior pastor, and when he prayed, the Ebola was going away, began to go away from that area, and eventually the president of DR Congo officially announced that Ebola disappeared. He announced in the UN. And what about in Korea? Many people, because of the MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, they were wearing masks. But by the prayer of the senior pastor, it practically ended right from at that moment. So in any test, if we give thanks according to the word of God, we will receive these amazing blessings. It was the case with Daniel too. When he passed the test of going into the lion's den, he gave glory to God more greatly, and he was recognized by the king even more. And the senior pastor did the 12 overseas crusades only with faith. It's not that we had enough finance and everything was ready. He only obeyed the word of God the Father. And the result was great explosions of the works of God. In the India crusade, there was ordinance against forced convergence, and he still preached the gospel boldly. And such an act of the senior pastor had great influence, continuous influence in India, that the number of Christians in India has been growing even today. In Christian press, on November 17th in 2013, it says about the number of Christians, it talks about the number of Christians in India. It was 24 million in 2001, but in 2013 it is 71 million, more than triple increase. So the passion for the souls of the senior pastor bore such an amazing fruit. The three friends of Daniel, they were protected completely, even in the fiery furnace. And Daniel was protected in the lion's den. And what was the rule? What is the standard, the justice that played? What was the rule here? It was that they didn't have any sin. They were holy. So if you don't have any sin, there, a space of the third heaven will cover them. So the enemy devil in the second heaven, they will not be able to do anything. Before Jesus was born, Satan instigated King Herod to kill Jesus, but they couldn't. Only when the time came for him to take the cross, they could. He took the cross and he became the Savior. When our shepherd was in the theological college, Satan already knew what kind of ministry our shepherd would do. So they instigated so many people to harm him and destroy him, because there were so many signs and wonders, and the church was growing very rapidly. There was envy and jealousy of other people. And also, Satan provoked the politicians and other officials who were seeking their own benefits to persecute our church. They tried to destroy our church, but they couldn't. Senior pastor only reacted only with goodness, and we couldn't be destroyed. Why? Because he didn't commit any sins there. And we are wrapping up the end of the human cultivation, and the shepherd is fulfilling the duty of filling up New Jerusalem. And we will also build the grand sanctuary to receive the Lord, who is coming back again. Dear brothers and sisters, let me conclude the message. I recently watched a video. There was a conversation between a child and the mother. One day, the mother was preparing for dinner, and this child showed her a note. And she saw the note, and it is saying, $5 for mowing the lawn, $1 for making my bed this week, and 50 cents for running an errand, a quarter for taking care of the baby brother, and $1 for taking out the trash, $5 for getting a good grade, $2 for cleaning the yard. So in total, it was $14.75. So the mother began to write on the back of the note, "Nothing for having you in my womb for 9 months, praying for you and nursing you whenever you were sick, without getting any sleep, free. Investing so much time for so many years and shedding so many tears for you, no charge. Everything I did for you is without charge." And the girl said to the mother, Mom, I love you, and in tears. And she wrote, as you see, paid in full. The true love has no conditions. The mother loves the child, so without any conditions, she sacrificed herself. The Father God made sacrifices without any conditions. Even now, He's making sacrifices. He created the earth, and He let us use it all throughout our lives. For free, without charge. He gave us the sunshine, the light of the moon and stars, and oxygen and water. And He sent His only Son, Jesus Christ, to fulfill the providence of salvation of the cross. And all these things He gave us for free, without any charge. And how about our shepherd? He gave us all the words of life that He received through 7 years of fasting and prayer without any charge. He gave us, Mrs. Lee is also leading Daniel prayer meeting. It's free every night. And also all GCN programs there without charge. And all the power of God, the works of power, of divine healing and solving the problems, they are all without charge. And it's been 27 years since I came to this church, and for the last 27 years, I have nothing to do with the hospitals or medicine. And God kept us, protected us, without charge. And the performances of Nice Orchestra, for free. And all the performances of the Performing Arts Committee, Mamian Praises, Muan Sweet Water, Dragonflies, Rainbows, Auroras, all these things are free. And in Gethsemane Prayer House, last year it was decorated as like a paradise last year, and this year it is like a first kingdom, and it's free. And also, between the first and second floors of the Castle of the Shepherd in New Jerusalem is without charge. And the list will go on without an end. The Shepherd kept on giving to us without any conditions, again and again. And He gave us everything. He made a profession before the Father God just before the 2016 Leadership Conference. Pastor Heejin Lee read some parts of it in the Friday Olay service on June 24th, and I was very touched. Let me read it once again so that we can feel the heart of the shepherd. Just before the heart he had before the leadership conference in 2016. If you just say you can do it, who will believe it? If you just say you can cast it away, who will cast it away? Father, you know. You know that I didn't just spend all these years with words. I become energyless. I never thought you'd make me spend so many years to fill up the measure of justice. And I made up my mind again and again, this time is for the souls. But before this great will of the Father called justice, I lose energy. I don't even need that word faith or trust or sacrifice. For me, they are all natural. But these souls, Father, these natural things are hard for them. And so I chose this way. Looking up the ceiling, I just think of the heart of the Father. Then my heart is with the souls again. I think of the ways to lead them to new Holy Spirit. And it's not something I can do, but the Father will do it. But the Father tells me to do this also, and I pray and contemplate. And how will I spend this day? How will I fulfill my portion of the duty? How will I spend tomorrow? And I, even though I don't know what to do in front of this pain, I know that this is the Father's work and my work that I have to do for the souls. And I make up my mind once again. Dear brothers and sisters, the shepherd prepared for this leadership conference with this earnest love. And we could feel the essence of God's love, the depth of God's love. And by the law, there are people who can't be forgiven at all, but he tries to forgive them and revive them. He just believes us, trusts us, and waits for us. And he's filling up the 99% of the justice until we become comforted as fruit of the Holy Spirit. And he is our shepherd. And it's now is end time where true faith is really difficult to find. And the second coming of the Lord is ever so near. And we are participating in this ministry of Manmin that will evangelize the whole world and build a grand sanctuary. And what great blessing and happiness this is. And since we are this blessed, we should be able to profess only with faith, even if he does not, in any situation. Also, I want us to be with the shepherd all the time, who made all his sacrifices and fills up the measure of justice. First, let us cast away conditional mind to seek our own benefit. And secondly, let us not change our trust. And thirdly, let us cultivate perfect love with a thankful heart so that we'll go to New Jerusalem together. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Heavenly Father, thank you. We'll receive the prayer for the sick of the senior pastor on video. Lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. And for those who are not sick, lay your hands on your chest for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Almighty God, the Father who loves us. Lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend time and space on those who are receiving this prayer through GCN, Internet, and Satellite TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries and all other children of God around the world. Give them the faith to believe from heart, drive away negative thoughts and doubts, and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and work with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses and infirmities go away. Light come. Scorch all their terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria. All contagious diseases, including cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach, lung, liver, breast, uterine, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid problems, and heart, lung, and women's diseases, and all inflammations, go away. Cleanse them. Heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains disappear. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. Father, let there be no scars remaining. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated. Bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessings of conception. Receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the power of the air, the evil forces of heavenly places, and their servants, go away. Go away, evil, unclean, false, and deceitful spirits, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen the bonds of wickedness, darkness, go away, light come. Father God, give them the strength to cry out in prayer and the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. As their souls prosper, let all things go well with them and let their families be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly host, and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and business fields. Give students wisdom and understanding and give them enthusiasm and fervor to study hard. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and let them love God more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or in whatever they do, let them do it all to live a life glorifying the Father God. Let them be able to testify about the living God, saying, I've met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.